How good it is to see you all here on this beautiful evening as we celebrate the solemnity of the Assumption. We truly believe, as Catholics, since the earliest times of our Church, that at the end of her life, our Blessed Mother Mary was taken, assumed, body and soul, into heaven to be with our Savior, her Son, Jesus Christ. St. John Damascene, one of the great Church Fathers, records the event. He says that towards the end of her life, Mary had an inspiration that she knew it was time to pass from this world. So living in Ephesus with St. John the Apostle, she traveled down to Jerusalem. There the other apostles, also by a graced inspiration, also gathered. Mary fell into a sleep. We use that term dormition, especially in the Eastern Church, because we don't say that she died. She passed into this sleep. But she was buried, entombed. If one goes to Jerusalem to this day, there is the Church of Mary, and one finds her tomb. But 3 days later, St. Thomas, the apostle, asked for the tomb to be opened. Probably he was thinking of our Lord's own resurrection. When they opened the tomb, they found nothing there but roses. Mary had been taken, body and soul, into heaven. So this is what we truly believe. But why? There's a deeper reason, something that is good for all of us to consider, because it deals with the promises that Jesus has made to you as well as to me. Think just for a moment of three basic precepts that our Lord gave. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he should die, will have everlasting life." Then in the Bread of Life discourse, chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life come down from heaven. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up on the last day." Then at the Last Supper, our dear Lord said to the apostles, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith. For in my Father's house are many dwelling places. I have prepared a place for you, and I will come back to take you so that you will be with me." These three promises give us the hope of everlasting life. Life won for us by our Lord's passion, death, resurrection, and ascension. But promises that have been fulfilled in our Blessed Mother Mary. Consider this. Who else had such tremendous faith? Who believed? She did. When the Archangel Gabriel appeared to her to ask her to be the mother of our Savior, she said yes. From the first moment of her life, she had been prepared for that moment. She had been conceived and born free of all sin, even original sin. She was full of grace, but she lived a life of total faith. Truly, she was the dwelling place of our Lord when she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Jesus dwelt in her womb. That was his first dwelling place. And then, as we ponder the Eucharist that we share in the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, that bread of life come down from heaven, who most closely shares in that body and blood? Our Blessed Mother, who gave him flesh. So all of the promises, it makes sense, were fulfilled in her. She, who was so closely united to our Savior, who so closely participated in God's plan of salvation, it makes absolute sense that at the end of her life, she passed from this life to heaven to be with our Savior, the fulfillment of the promises made to you as well as to me. So what a great day of rejoicing. So therefore we have hope. Yes, we know we will pass from this life. Yes, we will pass, and who we are, our soul, will go and face judgment, and God willing, by God's grace, even if we have to be purged of sin and go to purgatory, we will go to heaven. But the time will come when our Lord comes again at the end time, where we will be resurrected into a glorified body, just as our Blessed Mother had, just as our Lord had. Since our Lord redeemed us body and soul, it is right that this body, glorified, will be reunited to the soul. So we have great hope. And never should we fear in this life. Even in the first passage from Revelation, we hear of that dragon, Satan, who tries to always have this constant battle, the spiritual battle, not only with our Lord, our Blessed Mother, the church. The church will always win, will always live because of our Lord as well as the Blessed Mother. So today is truly a day of great hope, a day of great rejoicing. Here we have this beautiful mystery of our faith. Pope Benedict, in his encyclical Spes Salve, Saved in Hope, wrote this: "With a hymn composed in the 8th or 9th century, thus for over 1,000 years the Church has greeted Mary, the Mother of God, as Star of the Sea. Ave Maris Stella. Human life is a journey. Towards what destination? How do we find the way? Life is like a voyage on the sea of history, often dark and stormy, a voyage in which we watch for the stars that indicate the route. Certainly Jesus Christ is the true light, the sun that has risen above all the shadows of history. But to reach him, we also need lights close by, people who shine with his light and so guide us along our way. Who more than Mary could be a star of hope for us? With her, yes, she opened the door of our world to God himself. She became the Ark of the Covenant, in whom God took flesh, became one of us, and pitched his tent among us." And so, my brothers and sisters, today is a day of rejoicing and a day of great hope. May we truly pray that each of us will have the faith as our Blessed Mother had, and with God's grace, see the heavenly kingdom one day. May God bless you.